Now approaching Radio Sega. It's Night Train. Night Train with KC, the show that is as much a trip into the game world as it is into your own imagination. All aboard the Night Train. Sunday nights, only on Radio Sega.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to... I apologize. I shouldn't be laughing. This is a chill show. Welcome to Night Train. My name is Casey, and I'm your conductor. I'm laughing. If you're on Discord, which you should be, radiose.ga/discord, I just posted something. Because I just remembered my stream on Monday where Anit Fruit asked ChatGPT about some of our Radio Sega members and listeners and shows and stuff. And so I thought, why not ask about Night Train? What is Night Train? And the AI replied, Night Train is a radio show on Radio Sega, an online radio station dedicated to playing video game music. Night Train is hosted by a DJ named Tracky. Because Night Train, yeah, it makes sense, like the train tracks, Tracky. And it airs every Thursday night or Friday morning from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. GMT. Could you imagine? That would be nice. The show features a mix of classic and contemporary video game music, as well as remixes and arrangements from the community. In addition to the music, the show also includes segments such as Tune of the Week, where Tracky highlights a particularly noteworthy track, and Listener Mix, where listeners can submit their own mixes for a chance to have them played on air. Overall, Night Train is a great way for fans of video game music to discover new tracks, remixes, and arrangements, as well as to connect with other members of the community. So, it's brilliant. And that's exactly what Listener Mix was on Latin Live. Listener Mix, people would make their own mixes and submit them to Resident SD for a chance to air them on Radio Sega. But I was laughing because then I remember, why not ask who is Tracky from Radio Sega? And so the response was, Tracky is the nickname of the host of the Night Train radio show on Radio Sega. But wait, there's more. His real name is James Tracky Wilson. And he is a video game music enthusiast and DJ based in the United Kingdom. Tracky has been involved with Radio Sega since its early days and has hosted several shows on the station over the years. He is known for his deep knowledge of video game music, his engaging on-air personality, and his passion for sharing the music he loves with others. In addition to hosting Night Train, Tracky also contributes to other Radio Sega shows and events, such as the annual Winterfest and Summer Sonic. It's just one word, Summer Sonic Festivals. He's a beloved figure in the video game music community and has helped to build Radio Sega into the thriving online radio station it is today. And ladies and gentlemen, my work here is done. Tracky has left the building. Oh, that's amazing. James Tracky Wilson, that's my full name right now. And convince me otherwise, people. God. And Summer Sonic is a brilliant festival. Winterfest and Summer Sonic. Yes, all on Radio Sega, hosted by Tracky, James Tracky Wilson. Anyway, welcome to Night Train, people. My name is KC, not really Tracky, but for one night only. What the heck, let's be Tracky. We started off the show with, not Sunday night, but Friday night, from Yakuza 0, covered by The Consoles. Love The Consoles. More on The Consoles on Radio Sega very soon, by the way. Ooh. And after that, we had Heartbeat Heartbreak from Persona 4 Golden. Welcome to Night Train, your late Sunday night show where we play just chill music and apparently ask ChatGPT questions, because why not? You should join us on Discord, as I said before, radiose.ga/discord. And if you want to, just give us a shout out, mention on Twitter at Radio Sega, and I will give you a shout out on air. But if you join us on Discord, you know, we have beautiful and lovely people joining us here. Like, we have Tracky, thank you. We have Electric Boogaloo, Resin ST, Kopke, Pocket Ellery, Celtic Yoshi, Uso Ewen, yes, welcome. João Pardal, boa noite. Hydro, Twinny, Jamie, I think I'm not missing anyone. If I am, I apologize, but we'll see. Also, let me give you, before I forget, let me give you a couple of big shoutouts. One of them to Skill Jim, aka James Brown from Shenmue Dojo, good friend and regular listener of the podcast version of Night Train. Also, big shout out to Aquadan88, who sent me a lovely message, which I haven't replied to yet. I know I'm awful, but I'm replying on air. So Aquadan, if you're listening live or through the podcast, thank you very much for your lovely message. Congratulations on your life happenings. A lot of things happening. So all exciting things for you, and I'm really happy for you. And I hope Night Train has been helping with those things as well, and it's nice that you've been listening via the podcast. Thank you very much for that. Thank you to everyone who downloads or streams the podcast version of this show, and obviously to those who listen live on Radio Sega. These lovely messages and shoutouts make my day truly, truly. Even if I don't reply right away, I truly appreciate the love and how, you know, the response that people have been having to Night Train. It's really amazing and mind-blowing, to be honest. Okay, so Tracky here, your conductor for the evening on the Night Train, which will probably have a Summer Sonic special at some point, or a Winterfest special, I don't know. Apparently I'm a beloved figure in the video game music community, so that means I need to play more music, because I also... Where does it say that? So I have a passion for sharing the music I love with others. So I need to play more music, right? Let's play more music as part of our late Sunday night show here on Radio Sega. Coming up next, we have some 13 Sentinels. Soul Hackers 2, because apparently that's a game of the year for some. And we have some Sonic. So let's start with 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim. Bright days ahead. That's the spirit. Don't lose hope. Bright days are indeed ahead. Choo choo. Thank you.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Night Train with KC.
Night Train on Radio Sega. Welcome back. I'm Tracky for the evening, also known as KC, and we just played a few tracks that were really chill. We had Bright Days Ahead from 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim, a game I have been planning on playing since like 2 years ago or three. I don't know when it was first released, but then I like the premise. I like the art style, but I don't love the fact that it's a JRPG, like a turn-based RPG. So maybe one day. Then we had Soul Hackers 2: A Warm Place. Again, turn-based RPG, so enough said. Although I do love my Persona 5, I do love my Yakuza 7, so maybe, you know, maybe I will love these two as well. Then we had Lo-Fi Leah with Emerald Hill Zone, obviously from Sonic 2, a lo-fi version of Emerald Hill Zone. So, welcome back to the show. We've been discussing AI, apparently Bing Chat. The AI of Bing Chat is much more accurate. It says the Radio Sega Night Train Show. Oh, okay, yeah, it makes sense. The Radio Sega Night Train Show, okay, is a weekly show that features calming and chilled Sega music and remixes hosted by Casey. It airs every Sunday at 11 p.m. UK time. You can listen to it on Radio Sega's website or on various podcast platforms. Casey is a podcaster and radio host who works for Radio Sega. They pay me lots of money. He hosts the Sega Lounge podcast, which features interviews with Sega-related guests and trivia challenges. True. And Night Train, which plays chill Sega music. He also hosted Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, which turns 10 this year, by the way. I just came to this realization the other day. Which played the most requested tracks of the week. He is a big fan of Sega games like Sonic and Shenmue. That's impressive, I have to say. Very impressive. So, yeah. Thank you, Resident SD, for sharing that very creepy... Yeah, yeah. Blame the first part on me as I asked, tell me about Night Train, but it didn't understand what I meant, so I had to add the Radio Sega show, obviously. Night Train is... Too generic of a name to just be a Radio Sega show, right? And that's my bad. But I think it fits the whole premise of this chill show. I liked it. Yeah. One thing that I wanted to mention. So I would probably do this next in the next break. But let's just do it now. RadioSE.J/Night Train is where you can go to request or suggest tracks for... another upcoming passenger mix. We've had one which was episode 5, and I am now ready to announce that our next passenger mix number 2 will be episode 10, airing on March 19th, which means in 2 weeks time. So that will be episode 10, passenger mix number 2. So go to radiose.j/nighttrain if you haven't done so yet, and you can request tracks that you think are chill tracks that we can play on that particular passenger mix. We've had lots of requests. Actually, I have a few already that I can play. But if you haven't added yours to the mix, I will give you priority, because we have people who requested 2, 3, 4 tracks. So if you haven't requested any, your track will take precedence here over the duplicates or triplicates of other people. So yeah, feel free to send me some requests. And that will also mean that the, let's call it, arrival at station number 1 of this first season of Night Train will be the following week. The week after, on March 26th, we'll do a final show for now. We'll take a quick break of I don't know how many weeks. I'll have to check that out, and we'll tell you when the time comes. But as I said before, this would be a limited run show. So we'll do 11 episodes now, take a quick break of a few weeks, come back with maybe 10, 15 more, we'll see. And we'll keep the train going at a very slow in steady pace, instead of me getting, you know, tired or being overwhelmed with lots of work, we'll do this, you know, step by step. Yeah, so thank you, Electro Pugaloo. Thank you for joining us. It's late and night. It's late for Electric Boogaloo, so I hope you have a great night. Enjoy yourself. Have some rest. And thank you for joining us for the first part of this episode. But yeah, as I was saying, March 19th, Passenger Mix number 2. So be sure to go to radiose.ge/nighttrain for your requests. And then the following week, March 26th, we'll do, I don't know if a regular show or maybe a special, like a themed show. I'm still considering it, depending on how much time I have to prepare. But we'll call it, you know, the arrival at station number 1. That's the best I can come up with at this moment. So let's call it that on March 26th. And then we'll take a break and come back not too late after that, a few weeks later. Hey, don't worry. I think it's for the best. Anyway, let's play more music, shall we? Let's play Archimedes. Let's play a remix by Archimedes. An OC remix. And since Bing AI knows that I like Shenmue, let's play some Shenmue. I'm in the mood for some Shenmue. Archimedes did this wonderful OC remix called Dreaming While I Wake, and it should be playing now for your enjoyment as part of Radio Sega's Night Train. Apart.
Enjoy a late night audio journey as you relax and let your mind unwind with the best of Sega music. Night Train with KC on Radio Sega.
This is Probe with Studiopolis Zone, part of his Sonic Lo-Fi-ya. Lo-Fi-ya? I don't know. From 2019. 19. Yeah. Welcome back to Night Train. We also played, our first track was wonderful, Archimedes, Shenmue, Dreaming While I Wake, OC Remix. Is this also a 2019 track? No, I think it's older. Is it? Let me check. I think it's older. I remember playing this a long time ago. Oh yeah, of course. 2004. Yes, of course. Of course. It's much, much older. Yeah. So is this our tune of the week? I don't know. We're supposed to have a tune of the week segment. The show includes segments such as Tune of the Week, which would actually, you know, it would be nice if we had a 2-2 Tune of the Week, or 2 Tune of the Week, right? That would be nice. Where track you highlighted a particularly noteworthy track. I think this is a particularly noteworthy track, this Archimedes song. But I'm biased because I like Shenmue. So maybe we'll have a Tune of the Week segment when the show comebacks after our break. Yes. Trini asked Bing AI, what was the Sega Fantasy Zone show that aired on Radio Sega? According to the Radio Sega website, Sega Fantasy Zone was a show that aired on Radio Sega every Saturday at 10 p.m. GMT. It was hosted by SPK. SPK. And featured music and news from the Phantasy Star series of games. The show ran from 2010 to 2012 and had a total of 51 episodes. SPK. You know what we needed? Well, we actually don't need it, but I would enjoy at least knowing it was the thing. Gizoogle AI. We can do it. We can just Gizoogle the AI responses, but Gizoogle AI is something I think we all can agree that we need at least just to know what that is, that it exists, that it's available. Anyway, the track you from Radio Sega, Generate Image. Hydro just shared the AI generated image for Tracky from Radio Sega. It's pretty accurate, I have to say. It's pretty accurate. I have questions, but it's actually pretty accurate. I mean, that's a head on. Is that a body? Like, are those the arms? And is he holding something? Like a robot head or something? I don't know. That's very confusing. What's the name there? What's the word? Why? Why is this a thing? You should join us on Discord, because you're missing out. I know if you're listening to the podcast, I'm sorry, but just try to go to radiose.ga/discord at some point and look for Tracky or something like that, and you're really missing out tonight. Brilliant. I assume he's riding the night train. Is that a train? Oh god. The stuff of nightmares. I don't think I'm gonna sleep tonight. Yeah. Anyway, I have tea. I forgot to mention. Nice. Yes, let's play more music, right? Yeah, I think we need more music. We need some bossa nova to get us moving a little bit, although this is a chill show. So, coming up next, Sonic. More Soul Hackers 2, Persona 5. I think you'll love it. I know I will. So starting off with Surrender Guitar and File Select Bossa Nova cover from Sonic 3.
Listening to Radio Sega. Enjoying the show but want more? Download or stream past episodes of Night Train from your favorite podcast service. Be sure to leave us a review if you're feeling relaxed.
love this very much. Ro Panuganti, Alley Cat, Chill Blues cover from Persona 5. Welcome back to Night Train. With my tea. Before that, we had Bar Hayes Rune from Soul Hackers 2 and File Select Bossa Nova cover from Sonic 3 by Soranda Guitar. Soranda Guitar? Probably Soranda? Yes, probably. I think so. This was amazing. I love this block of music. I actually think this was probably the playlist, the episode, which playlist I took less time to put together. And we're 8 episodes in. It's like less than half an hour, and I had this playlist ready to go. So, yeah. I'm really, really happy with how it came out. Anyway, we're close to ending this show. We'll end it a little bit sooner there than usual, earlier than usual, I think. I have to admit, I'm really tired. Remember last week when I was really exhausted? I'm even more this week. And things aren't looking up for next week either. But hopefully I'll have some more time to chill. Apart from when doing this show, which is also a little bit of my chill time of the week, to be honest. I really love this hour and a half that we usually have together on Sunday evenings. It really helps me chill as well. Helps me, you know, like cool down a little bit after a very long week and usually a very busy weekend. So I really appreciate this time. But hopefully this coming week I'll have a few moments to relax a little bit, although the Sega Lounge is keeping me busy as well. Which, by the way, we have a brand new show this week on Radio Sega, airing first on Radio Sega, with G. Soros, the man behind Streets of Rage 2 New Era, which is a brilliant project that you should all check out when you have the time. Fellow PTPT crew member, very sus, but cool guy. That's our upcoming episode. I'm recording a new interview tomorrow as well, so we have lots to... I have already like 4 or 5 episodes ready to go, just need to edit them. So yeah, it takes a long time to edit these things, especially last week's episode was really, or this week's episode, right? So it's still Sunday, was really hard to edit with such a little time. I forgot all about these, like, not round table, but like, I asked people my process is, would you like to take part in this episode? And I send them some questions. And so please record yourself answering these questions. And then I have to go through all the recordings of each person and select the best moments and the appropriate parts, and then cut them, and then choose the order in which I'll, you know, play them on the show and discuss them and what intros and little outros I will do. And that's it takes a long time, so it probably these are probably the most difficult episodes to edit. The usual simple and interviews are quicker because it's just an interview. There's not much to edit, although I'm doing an effort of making the shows a little bit shorter in time, and so maybe in some cases I'll have to leave some parts out when people repeat themselves and stuff. So yeah, but usually interviews are much easier to edit. Okay, so what's going to happen this week on Radio Sega, apart from the Sega Lounge, apart from Night Train again? So this week we have, so tomorrow, by the way, Monday, we have Radio Sega Guest Nights, and I believe there's a new episode of the Sega Guys podcast, so at 6 p.m. UK time on Radio Sega tomorrow, and then we'll have the Shenmue Chengdu Dojo show at 8 p.m. The Sega Lounge is the next one on Thursday. We really need to we really need to fill the Tuesdays and Wednesdays with stuff, with brilliant stuff. We need to take care of that. But for now, it's Monday and then Thursday, 8 p.m., The Sega Lounge, airing first on Radio Sega, a new episode at 8 p.m. UK time, and then the Strictly Sonic show with CD-ROM 1019 at 10 p.m. UK time, also on Thursday. On Friday, we have VG Beatsbox, probably at 9 p.m. UK, and The Hidden Palace returns on Saturday with Skyblaze, who I wish is feeling better. 9 p.m. UK on Saturday, followed by SNS with Gavi at 10 p.m. UK. And you know what happens next on Sunday. We have your triple threat of shows: LMC Block at 7 p.m. UK, Sega Mixed Drive at 8 p.m. UK, and then Night Train at 11 p.m. UK time. Yes, that's what's happening on Radio Sega. Be sure to go to radiose.ga/shows if you want to check out all the upcoming shows in the correct times in your particular time zone. Do it. Let's play more music. We'll play a couple more tracks and then we'll come back with just a quick goodbye and our final track. Maybe that final track is our tune or tune of the week. Maybe, who knows. This next block of two songs is not very long, but it's a piano block. So fire up those fingers. Fingers not on buzzers, but on piano keys. And enjoy. First up, a cover of the Valkyrie Chronicles 3 theme, the main theme, by Casey Armand, part of the Valkyrie Chronicles Piano Pieces album from 2011. Enjoy! Thank you.
Night Train. Choo choo.
Outrun, Super Range version from the Mega Drive Mini 2 Celebration album. Resident SD was saying, I feel like I'm in Paris, and thinking, wait, is that guy playing Outrun? But like, Outrun du fromage? I apologize. That was our final song of that block, which was very short, just two tracks. The first one was Casey Ormond covering the Valkyrie Chronicles 3 main theme. Really loved the Valkyrie Chronicles 3 main theme for some reason, because it's a little bit different. Like, there's the guitars and stuff. A little bit different from the first two games, and also from the rest of the series as well. Valkyrie Revolution, Valkyrie Chronicles 4. So it stands out a little bit. Sucks that I can't really play Valkyrie Chronicles 3 because it's not localized. It hasn't been localized yet. I think really need to look for a localization patch. Maybe, I don't know. Yes, so it's almost time to say goodbye, people. Good people listening into the Night Train. Good people riding the Night Train with me. As you know, my name is Tracky. At least for today, host of Radio Sega's Night Train and participant in so many of Radio Sega's other projects like Summer Sonic, coming summer 2023 to Radio Sega. Look out for Summer Sonic. Just one word. Just like Winterfest is just one word, just like Radio Sega is just one word, Summer Sonic. Yes, I'll be a part of it, according to ChatGPT. Wanted to mention a couple of things. So I've been busy, so I haven't updated the podcast's channel on our Discord with a couple of shows that have been available for a few days. One of them is obviously the newest Sega Lounge episode, although people, judging from the statistics that I get, everyone knows that it's out already. Incredible, tremendous success this week, this episode. But also, I already did something that a good friend of the show, João Pardal, asked. He has been asking for this for a few days now, and it's been uploaded and ready to go. And it's also now its own podcast feed. Sega Knowledge Showdown has now its own dedicated podcast feed, because I thought, why not? We're doing this every year now, I think, so let's just give it a proper feed. And it's now on Apple Podcasts, just Apple Podcasts, because I haven't added it to anything else, but it's also on Radio Sega. I'll just post a message in the podcast channel after the show is over. But you can now listen to this year's edition, so the 2022 edition, to last year's 2021 edition, and also to the 2020 edition, which was part of Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, but I edited it in a way that you can just listen to the quiz part of that show, and it kind of makes sense. So you can now listen to the three existing Sega Knowledge Showdown shows in one podcast feed. Hope you enjoy it. It's very fun to do. A pain to edit, but very fun to do. Well then, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you very much for joining me for another ride on the night train. We'll be back next week. Remember, next week will be a regular show, but then the week after we'll have our second passenger mix. So if you have any remixes, any Sega songs that you think would suit an episode of Night Train, just go to radiose.ga/nighttrain and request your favorites. Requests will be open until probably a couple of days before the show airs. I think I won't have room for all the requests we already have, but if you do have one request, if you haven't requested anything yet, I will give you precedence and I will play your requests and maybe save some of the others for when we return later this year. That's it. Thank you very much again for joining us. Big thank you to people who kept me company in Discord. If you haven't been on Discord, you missed out a lot on a lot of stuff. But if you're listening via the podcast, thank you very much for doing that as well. I appreciate you. And let us know if you have any suggestions, any requests as well. You're also part of the family. I will leave you with a Hatsune Miku track. Yes, we haven't played some Miku in a while, so we'll leave you with one of those. Maybe this is our choo-choo track of the week. I don't know. No, choo-choo-choon, right? Choo-choo-choon. Yes, they said tune, but I will say choo-choo-choon of the week. Let's make it a thing, people. Let's make it a regular segment of the show. We should. But from Hatsune Miku, Project Eva Extend, this is Starduster. Thank you very much for joining me. I've been your conductor, KC. I will see you all next week. Bye-bye. Bye.
enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.